Nine.
Helgson had a great command tonight, pitches his first complete game. What did you see from him?
You know, he had really good off-balance stuff. They didn't know it was coming. He threw more fastballs, threw them in good spots, then worked his changeup off that, threw some nice curveballs. So I think he had him guessing all night long. I mean, only three punch-outs, but a lot of weak contact because he located so well, and then he mixed all of his pitches much better tonight.
Joyce and Damon, both homer. How good is it to see the offense clicking like that?
It's great. I mean, we for those that watch us on the road, it's been going on for a bit now. The at-bats have gotten better up and down the lineup. Guthrie's good. I mean, to scratch out 3 points versus him is nice because he's good. So all the guys have been really stepping up offensively, better at bats throughout the lineup, like I just said. So it's starting to point in the right direction.
Joyce is so hot right now.
He is. I mean, and that was the thing to get somebody to protect Longo, and right now he's providing very nice protection.
Was there any tentativeness sending Helly out at 112 pitches after 8?
It was 107. I had 107. What did he end up with? It said on the board 107.
107.
Yeah, I saw 107.
All right, so close to 110.
He had, well, the point is there, if one guy gets on, he was out of the game. I was going to give him three consecutive outs. If he got that, he was going to get it. And if he did not, Kyle was going to be in the game. So that was the formula I was working with.
Did
you
know that?
No. Now I wouldn't tell a guy that because then you're applying undue pressure or thoughts, and it says here 120. I saw on the board 119, so right about there. That was definitely my limit with him tonight. Part of the reason why I felt comfortable was that we had skipped him earlier. He had extra days rest prior to his last start, and then his last start he only threw less than 100 pitches. The most he's thrown this year was 107 two starts ago. And he's been in the 90 range a lot, so there was plenty of rest on his side. And also with a young pitcher like that, to throw a complete game shutout really can catapult him into the next level. I've seen it happen a lot, so I'll probably have to watch him a little bit the next time out, try to keep him at a better number next time out, but that's the kind of moment right there that could really make Jeremy take off.
Now, pregame, you were talking about the importance of Helgson being more with his fastball and less with his secondary pitches. What were your thoughts about his first time through the lineup?
Real good. I liked the fastball usage a lot. I thought, and then once he went through, he did start mixing in a few more changes, but if you notice, they're getting a lot of bad swings off it because it was on the same plane as the fastball. He's throwing a lot of good low fastballs early, and then the changeup works off that, so they can't tell. He's got really unusually good fastball spin on his changeup, and that's what makes it so hard to ascertain from the hitter's perspective. So I liked the way he went through the first time through. His pitch count was in order, really nice order, fifth or sixth inning. I thought he had a shot at doing what he did tonight. he's only challenged maybe one inning, really challenged that one inning, I think. Overall, he had his way tonight.
Is pitching backwards something we were seeing more with Shields and guys like Helgson, guys who
I just think it's a trend. It's a trend. Not only with us, I mean throughout baseball. When you're able to throw something other than a fastball for a strike and a fastball count, that really can mess with the hitter's mind, and I think that's part of this pitching 2.0 that you're seeing going on right now. It's not just like the olden days when you got to a 2-0 count or 2-1 count, you must throw a fastball because if you did not, the manager would come unglued, the pitching coach could be fired, all these horrible moments could occur right to the guillotine if you do not go by those old standards. So I think you're seeing a lot of that now, and pitchers have a lot more confidence when behind an account to do those kind of things, which is just how the game progresses.
You went from having five walks in with Davis and with Helgson, and now going to one. You see that nice little trend working for tomorrow as well.
Well, they're very capable of doing that. I mean, Wade's the same guy. Wade should be down to one or two walks per nine innings. Jeremy definitely. Jeremy, that's been his DNA in the past. He does not walk people. He throws his fastball where he wants to. So I know Wade was watching, and I know he's going to build off of that.
Ready, game?
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
See you mañana.
All right, buddy.
Have a good night.
Yeah.
You too.
All right, man.